Hello, hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Talk Line. I'm here, Diane McGachran, and I'm going solo this week because my partner in Talk Line is still recovering, Peter, and we wish him well. But I'm ready, willing, and able to take your calls, your emails, wondering how people are doing with the COVID-19 virus. How are you taking care of your family? And how are you taking your own precautions? As you know, about every 30 minutes we take a station break, and that's a great time to wash your hands, by the way. So you could wash your hands while the station break's going on and then come back to the show. Our numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. And you can email at radio@kyuk.org. And we have our first caller. Thank you. John from Bethel. Good morning.
Hi, Diane. I miss Peter, too, being with you.
I know. I do,
it's
too.
It's really conversational when he's in there, too. Anyway, I'd like to ask, I heard through rumor, I don't know if it's rumor or not, but I heard that YKK office administration had to close down their offices because of a virus scare. I don't know if it's just true or not. So I just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Anyway, another thing, the cab drivers, the Cusco cab drivers, they quit driving their, yet the Koreans are driving around, you know. I don't know if they can, if it's their own personal car, if it's the company's car, have other Koreans who want to work to drive. Because right now, the way it is, there's really a shortage of cabs. If they're going to be doing that.
I think the only cab running now is Alaska cab.
Yeah, I'm making a suggestion here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, no, I was
Why not have Cusco car be leased by one of your own company's cab drivers? They're all in together.
Oh, I see.
And then you can pay a partial year allotment of what you made to the original driver of your car.
Oh,
everybody will make money. Because the Koreans, I'm sure, want to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everybody's so panicky right now, you know, can't even breathe. I mean, relax, you know, gee whiz. Mm-hmm. You know, something we went through, we've gone through worse stages, like the Spanish flu and all that, TB epidemic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mild compared to what we went through in the past. In the past, when you had the TB epidemic, most of my family was shipped out of Bethel to another location in the state.
Yeah.
You know, and you just got to be healthy and aware of yourself, you know, as you're around, trying to stay away from crowded people, like they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel sick, stay at home. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good way to be health conscientious.
Yeah.
And I also heard rumor, or I don't know if it's rumor or not, one more, about the travel from here to Anchorage. Is it you have to go through 14 days of quarantine?
I think if you do, the 14 days of quarantine right now is if you come in from out of state.
Yeah, out of state.
But today at 1 o'clock, the governor is going to do a press conference, so there may be some changes made to that. I don't know.
Oh, anyway.
But right now, that's it.
I've been hearing rumor about a travel ban from here to Anchorage. We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe somebody will have answers for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know some people have suggested it, that, you know, cutting off the travel to Bethel.
Well, it's okay like that. You know, once in a while, we complain about how isolated we are and how remote at times. Well, I think this is a good time to be remote out of town there, you know. I like it now.
It might just work for us.
You know, it's keeping us healthy.
Yep. That's
You know, sometimes we don't like it, but we have to like it now because they're trying to do something to contain it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everyone be healthy. Wash your hands when you can. Come home, and when you're in town, just stay healthy and don't drink and drive. And watch out for the fresh snow. I'm sure it's slippery out there.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone have a good spring day.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for
you
calling.
Too, Dad.
Really appreciate it. All right. You too.
Bye, Anna.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Good morning. Leonard from Antioch. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, Bessel.
Good morning.
You know, with everything shutting down, you know, with the schools and everything else and everybody taking precautions, why ain't Donlan Camp doing that? I hear they're still operating. They're hauling people from Anchorage, they're hauling people from the villages, and then the shareholders from the villages go back home. I'm worried about my, you know, our elders and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I got a friend that flies out of Anchorage to Donlan, and he went up there to go to back to work.
Huh.
So I don't know why everybody else is doing it, and then Donlan ain't doing it because they lose money, or what's the reason?
I think that some companies are considered essential businesses, and maybe that's one. I don't know.
Well, what about our shareholders that's going up there and going home to the villages? That's what I'm worried about.
Right.
You know, you never know. They're flying from Anchorage. I mean, they got, you know, who knows what's going on in Anchorage? We don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
all I'm just concerned about. I don't know how true it is, but anyway, I'm concerned about it. That's our people from the rural Alaska, from, I don't know, every village around here, you know. I'm just worried about that.
Yeah.
So,
I understand.
I don't know how true it is, but that's what my friend was telling me. He was going back to work, and they weren't shutting down or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concern. I just wanted to bring that out. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Glad you called. All right, thank you. We have... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Leonard. So, if you want to call in and share, like, what kind of mindset you're keeping yourself at while we hear almost daily different kinds of information about the COVID-19 flu... you're welcome to do that. There's a really great website, too. It's the Center for Disease Control. It's cdc.gov, G-O-V. And they have tabs where you can to cover just about anything. I'm looking at they have a tab about talking to children, and some of the things that they suggest is that you know, as an adult, that you remain calm and reassuring to children, and listen to them, but they don't, the younger they are, they don't need a lot of detailed information. They mainly just need to be heard and reassured that there are doctors and nurses taking care of people, and that you as their parent are looking after things and you'll take care of them and make sure they're okay. Just reassuring them that the adults in their world are calm and keeping track of things. They don't have to worry, and of course making hand washing a game is really fun, and then you can just be teaching them everyday things to for them to stay safe, you know, to remind them to stay away from people who are coughing or who might be sick, or reminding them to cough or sneeze into their elbow, and then if they use a tissue, to throw it away. So just the basic things that you probably have been teaching them most of their life anyway. I'm going to go to a caller now, Sonny from Bethel. Good morning, Sonny. Welcome.
Well, good morning and welcome to me, too.
a self-welcome. All right.
Yeah, self-welcome to all of us.
Yes.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. Beautiful snow this morning. Kind of chilly. And it's a real beautiful view. A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
It's... not healthy to worry about something so much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Once you worry, it grows, and pretty soon the sandbag will be too full. So let the worries go. Things will come as they are.
Yeah.
Just accept what's coming or what will be done, and that way you could relieve yourself from all this. It's scary, though. But don't think about it too much.
Okay. Yeah, I think that our thoughts can really take us down a scary path if we're not careful.
And once that worry gets full, you just create another bag, and those can get super, super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing what you guys do. Mm-hmm. Just be careful on what you're doing, how you interact. It feels like family and loved ones feel so distant now. Don't let that happen. Be good with your family. Love them the way they are. Keep admiring what we all have, and that's called family.
Nice.
See other people and see other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a temporary moment. The time will come again when we all will get together and share happy thoughts, talk about what you were doing when you were in this situation. Go out and about. I rarely see people out no more. Seems like everyone's locking themselves in too, mm-hmm. which is kind of unhealthy. But being about and out and free, admiring what comes around,
mm-hmm.
a lot of beautiful things are passing by, and most of us are worried and staying inside.
Yeah.
Even outside by the house, you'll find something to do. Go outside.
Yeah.
Get some good fresh air.
Exactly. That's such
and
a... Go ahead.
Don't forget, enjoy your cup of coffee, too.
Yes. The yes, little if things.
You're, if you're a tea drinker, I'll join you as well. Anything that's liquid, tea, coffee, juice.
Yeah.
I've noticed that I cut down on sodas, but boy, do they taste wonderful when you have a sip for a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And you have that first sip and it tastes so yummy.
I know. That's the benefit of not drinking pop for a long time. When you finally do break it and have one, it's pretty good.
Like having an ordered out hamburger. I mean, I took one bite and my taste buds were dancing. I was like, wow.
All right.
Why don't I always order? But it's a wonderful thing just to take a good long break from having an order. If you can afford it, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But being abstinent from it for a little while will make your taste buds go dancing wild. So there's a lot of good things that are happening. I mean, we all have our sad moments, but don't let that overtake you as well.
Yeah, that's a good attitude, Sonny.
Just keep flying, just keep soaring, and pretty soon you'll reach the clouds.
Nice. Okay.
Well, enjoy your Friday, and happy Friday to all. Be safe. If the river is travelable, go fishing, go do something. I was so amazed to see ptarmigan again. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes, yeah.
Haven't seen them all winter till not too long ago. What a beautiful view that was.
I know. Nice.
Seeing ptarmigan fly by, it was beautiful.
Nice.
Just like having that burger. I haven't seen a burger, tasted a burger in a long time. Boy, did it taste good.
Sonny, you've got people hungry now.
Well, we should all eat as well. We need to eat.
It's good
but
to...
The most,
yeah, go ahead.
The most important word is to read from the Bible and see what something that has... Some words stand out more than others. To some, it may not sound like it, but there's certain words that'll catch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Adhere to those words. Listen to it. There's a message in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, well, enjoy the Friday. Have a cup of coffee. I'm going to go have mine again.
Okay.
I just had to take a short break.
Well, thank you for your really good words of keeping a good attitude and noticing the little things and appreciating them. I think that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll probably come back for round two, but...
You're welcome to do that.
If I don't, I'll just have to say farewell and see you guys again someday.
Okay. Thank you, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, next we're going to go to Cesare from Bethel. Good morning, Cesare. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, nice to, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard Sonny, and he's pretty good, right? You know, be positive, keep the hope. And, you know, I was really, really disappointed on last Friday, last caller to now have chance to call and straight this thing up, you know. She said the working on the malaria, trying president working on malaria, and whatever the science is, hoping this any existing medicine help, including malaria, and they do helping, because I wrote some sciences statements from European, German, and Spain, and even in Poland. They have big researches all over the place in the world. They're slowing down those drugs and progress corona, and lots of cases recover. So it's not like there was only one those opportunity to jump on the Trump. He said even us leaders jump out and saying things what is not true. Oh, come on. Even they not work, just be positive. You know, just be, nobody go to your bed when you're dying and you have sickness and telling it's nothing to help you. That not help nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And people like that, you know, saying, they're my friends, you know. I was really disappointed, you know, this jump out and try pack to the heads and this like Trump really loved to lie and stuff. He looking and seeking for any help what he can to American people and probably all over the place, because he even offered our enemy to help with the fight, like Iran or whatever. And you know, it's human life is human life, and we have to try and be positive. And sometimes that hope is stronger with any medicine. You get to your body, you do things to your mind, you just recover with nothing. If somebody educated people just concentrate with those crises to using politics or recall governor that is wrong. This come on, get this thing together and fight with this what we got have to fight, not with get politician in there and church. You know, it's like Obama have handed 1 billion masks and or Clinton 1 billion masks and 100,000 respirators. Everybody been prepared. Yeah, right. This is stop talking nonsense. Just concentrate on the work or to recovery and protect your neighbors and olders and young ones. Recently, there was one lady died 16 years old in French, actually yesterday, and one girl who was 21 with no other sicknesses, because normally they have some respiratory problems or heart problem or kidney problem, and they connect those or diabetes and the corona attack faster and kill the person. But those people, they don't have any symptoms or other sicknesses, and they put them down. And you see on TV these young fellas going in the park and preaching and sneezing and laughing from everybody what passing them.
Mm-hmm.
You just everybody get really harder and force themselves to protect others, not enjoy and abuse them. That be a little better. You know, that we beat that that virus is much faster what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be positive, not jumping out on, you know, on politician stuff and And it's another thing I kind of worry, because our police station, this come, I think, by 75% policemen or crew is coming from outsider, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're coming from outside the state of Alaska, and they have 2 weeks shift. And maybe somebody call and correct, be sure I'm not getting, because they come for 2 weeks shift, and you have 2 weeks
quarantine.
So I think that would be really wrong to bring them in here and let them work with people with no quarantine from outside.
Mm-hmm.
The YKC shut all the traveling, and mostly everybody shut traveling. I cancel my traveling. I'm supposed to be meeting, have an appointment with my cardiologist, but I cancel, and they understood.
Okay.
But if they come city and police, they should be have same law and get quarantine for those what them bring from outside. So I like hear something from somebody in there to conform that thing there. Not expose our people in battle for sicknesses. So.
Well, that's a really good point. I'm interested in knowing, like, what the police, what their protocol is, and how many people are actually coming in and out. They may have exemptions, or they may have a different process because
you know what?
They're a critical resource. So,
you know what? Heck with the exemption. What kind of exemption are you put? Kill about 100 people in battle. The police department working with directly with the people, the good people or bad people, and same thing like fire station or ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
They work with directly, and they be sure these guys is no have any connection or not sick.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Heck with the exemption. I don't want this kind of exemption. I get baseball, and I be the police. Inside the battle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I have these jokers. We have to let you a little break. But I kind of worry about those things. Maybe somebody from city office calling a little bit explain to get less pressure on my head.
Well, did you get a little of that pressure out right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
And now I feel way better.
Oh, I like that.
Congress passed the ideas, watching the pass, and they're running right now quickly possible to president to sign the bill and $2.2 trillion going to there, and stock markets are going negative, getting down quickly to positive, and probably at the end of the day they get up again. And
yeah.
I'm happy with this, everything going forward, and progress is progress in it, and people get help and you know, talking about those people, everybody coming back to those Spanish flu. Spanish flu is pretty much, lots of people know what been researched, those things. It's pretty much been 100 million people killed by their own vaccination. Not with the same flu themselves. The vaccinated, but 100 million people would die. They're actually from the actually virus. They know there was a fraction from those would die. So that what is the, you know, with the history. They don't want to say too much because it's gone. But it's not like Spanish flu kill everybody, you know.
Okay. Oh, well,
okay,
that's interesting.
Day.
I'm going to look that one up, Cesare.
For the sunshine and the time again, what Sonny said, you know, that was beautiful flying over, and
yeah.
I'd be even more beautiful on my table.
Uh-oh, steady. I know. That's right. All right.
Okay,
thank you so much
day.
For calling, Cesare. I appreciate it. Okay. Okay, we're going to have... a slight break here. We have our station break coming up soon, so we're not going to take the next caller just because there's not very much time. But we'll hear from that caller. That'll be Ray from Fish and Wildlife after the break. So we're today we're talking about, well, anything that's on your mind, but it's really interesting to hear how what you're doing mentally during this worldwide event, and really an experience that all of us, all people, are sharing together. And so what's your outlook on that? How are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking extra precautions? Are you just, what kind of, are you keeping up with the day-to-day news? Like today at 1 o'clock, the Governor Dunleavy will be giving a press conference. I imagine there may be some new mandates that are going to come down from the state, because some things that you might want to happen, like change in flight schedules or the amount of flights that come in, I think some of that has to either be negotiated directly with the airline or come from the state. And the state can actually mandate more and be a part of the regulation, I think, of the airlines that come in. Or it might be the federal government. I'm not sure. But anyway, so look for that at 1 o'clock today, the press conference from the governor. And it looks like our music's queuing up, so we're going to take a slight break. And it now's a good time to go wash your hands or wipe down the table or wipe your phone with some disinfectant wipes if you have them. And we'll be back after the break. Thank you.
The novel coronavirus brings a lot of uncertainty. Are you prepared for 2 weeks in your home? Consider stocking up on subsistence and shelf-stable foods like canned goods. If you are on chronic prescription medicine, have at least a 3-week supply on hand. YKHC has made accommodations to allow early orders for many medications, but not all. Talk to your pharmacist for more information. Stay up to date by visiting ykhc.org/COVID-19. That's ykhc.org/COVID-19. If you have symptoms like a cough, fever, or shortness of breath and think you have the virus, do not go to your village clinic and do not go to the emergency room in Bethel. Instead, call your village clinic or, in Bethel, call 543-6949. This message brought to you by YKHC and KYUK.
Social distancing is an important way to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Social distancing includes avoiding gatherings, staying 6 feet away from others whenever possible, staying home if you're sick, and avoiding handshakes, hugs, and other forms of casual social contact. Social distancing works, and it's important. Your actions matter now. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Welcome back. That was very gentle music to wash your hands by. All right, we're going to go to Ray from Fish and Wildlife. Thank you for waiting, Ray. Appreciate you calling.
Good morning. Thank
good
you
morning.
For taking my call. I'm still the acting refuge manager here at Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, and we have a quick public service announcement just to talk about what's going on. So Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are committed the safety and health of our neighbors, friends, and employees across rural Alaska. We are deeply concerned about the threat posed by the transmission of the infectious disease COVID-19. We are monitoring and following travel restrictions and safety guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the state of Alaska and local and tribal governments. Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge has temporarily changed our operations and has closed the visitor center and office to visitors. We will post updates on our website and on Facebook to keep people current with what's going on. Our staff continues to work to serve the people of the Delta. Please call our main number at 907-543-3151 if you have any questions or concerns. And that's kind of a quick announcement that we are trying to share with everybody. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, that we work with and work together with. But we're still in business. We are just doing a lot of social distancing as we try to work through this with our friends and neighbors here in the Delta. That's a quick announcement. Pretty quiet. Most of my folks are now working remotely, not coming into the office to try and maintain that social distancing. So it's a pretty quiet time. Our planned field activities are being delayed or deferred or canceled. We're working through that still. And we do keep up with our staff. I have a daily update I provide to my boss in Anchorage as the status of my folks as well as their families here in Bethel. So pretty robust response and keeping ahead of what's going on the best we can anyway. It changes every day.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Very thorough. Appreciate it, Ray.
Yep. Any questions for me?
No, not off the top of my head. I mean, I know that there was an allowance for moose. They had extended the hunt for moose, right?
Yeah, that's right. Unit 18 remainder, it was, you know, the federal season went to April 30th, and then the state extended their season as well for 18 remainder till April 30th. So,
again,
people have an opportunity to get up onto the 18 remainder, which is up by the Yukon, and get another moose or get two moose. They haven't gotten any this year.
And is the caribou the request to get only one caribou, is that still a thing, right?
Well, caribou season actually closed. We closed that, I'm trying to remember, I think the end of December or maybe first week of January, due to the Mochetnik caribou herd being so low in numbers, it's half of what minimum herd sizes that we're looking for to continue to happen in the future. So we continue to request that people leave the caribou alone, go get the moose. There's a lot more of them. And the caribou have moved pretty much outside the range of what most people can get to them. So last time we looked at them, they're a ways back in the mountains. So
have they ever come to a conclusion about what caused the herd to what happened? Why it went so low?
State of Alaska and fish monitors are working together. Our expert fish monitor is actually on Togiak Refuge in Dillingham, and they're doing the management of the herd overall and the science behind that. And they're still trying to figure that out. And they're going to work a little harder this summer to get some more information and have a better answer for next year. But when the population is really low, it takes time for it to come back. So we're going to pay a lot of attention to that, you know, this summer and have a pretty good sense by fall prior to caribou season opening up as to what we need to do to limit that harvest of the caribou for next year.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, really appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, so, and I just want to let you know that KYUK will be playing Dunleavy's 1 o'clock press conference. There's going to be some clarification on travel rules, so this might be very important to hear. I'm going to go to Bev Hoffman in Bethel. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning, Diane. I'm so glad that you're on and that we have this mechanism through KYUK to connect. And I think, yes, so I'm in day 15, John and I, of our quarantine. Self-isolated, no visitors, we're not visiting anyone. He goes to the store very quickly and comes home and washes up. And, yeah, it's really interesting for those of us like me. I'm more social than John. He's made for this. I'm not.
I'll bet.
Anyway, but hey, day 15, our joke is, oh, we still love each other.
Oh, my gosh.
We're passing the time. We get out in the fresh air. We take walks with the snow a couple of times. I've been able to ski. And reading, cooking, cleaning those corners of the house that you don't normally
I
get
know.
To.
It's like the longest spring cleaning ever.
Ever. And it's so important, that we protect those people at the front line of this crisis, this virus. It's going to come, and we need our frontline people. We need our doctors, our nurses, our water guys and sewer guys. We need our police officers and first responders. And, mm-hmm. We need to protect them. And the best way, as the PSA you played during the break, is to self-quarantine, to self-isolate. And a lot of people are doing that. And I'm glad you talked about, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. The other thing I heard yesterday that really struck a chord with John and I, even though we're practicing social distancing, don't disconnect. Check in with family and friends. Hear their voice, not just, Facebook and that sort of thing. Connect with people. When we walk around the neighborhood, keeping our social distance, it's nice to run into other folks that are outside getting their fresh air and see how they're doing. And I think that's really important. It warmed my heart that my young neighbors yesterday sent a text just checking on you, need anything. Uh-huh. And other people are doing that too. I wish my family, my kids were here, that we're all protected together, but I know that's not possible. I favor a travel ban for non-essential travel. I think it's one way that we can further protect those that are working hard to, stay ahead of the game. And I want to thank Bill Howell, Council, the City of Bethel staff, YKHC, LKSD, for, their efforts thus far.
Yeah.
And we all know more has to be done. Mm-hmm. And so, keep your social distance, but connect. Go for walks around your neighborhood. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, when you're at the post office, there's a lot of people that have ordered. Maybe think about quit ordering. But when you're at the post office, keep your social distance there, too. Wear gloves or use the arm coat to open the doors. These are people we want to protect, too. Mm-hmm. And AC and Swanson's, both for elders and people that have, say, a disability that they can't go to the store, you can call them. They will shop for you. They will... you can call in their main store number. You can email them. They'll give you that email. You can text them. They'll give that to you. They will shop for you if you're an elder or in a compromised situation. So there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things, and keep it up, folks. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to, boost ourselves, stay positive.
And what are you going to need to hear to stop your quarantine?
One, I'd like to know that there's a vaccine. Two, we're in it for the long haul.
Okay.
John and I, I'm listening to scientists, not politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to the doctors, the CDC site, the State Health and Social Service site. And they're not saying by Easter. They're saying... 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, those Scrabble games are important, those crib games, those music. And, I'm in it for, John and I are in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at 8 weeks and longer.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to do that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called in, and I hope you'll call in and keep us posted on how it's going, because I know week after week. And you can't, and let us know if you still love each other now that you're on the longest honeymoon ever.
And by the way, while I was waiting to come online, I was doing some yoga stretches, and I did a one-minute plank. And, you know, folks, keep yourself strong, keep yourself healthy, and see you at the other end, right?
Okay, right, yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, Bev. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to Mark from Bethel. Thank you for waiting, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, among other things, of course, people have been grabbing all the toilet paper they can find. I went to the store day before yesterday. Day before yesterday, and they had plenty of toilet paper. AC did. It's gone now. But the supply chain appears to still be running. So, not everything is there, but AC and Swanson's are doing the best they can getting their stuff in. I expect Karina's too. I've been there for a couple of weeks, but we do have a local supply chain problem, though, and that is if you are a pickup customer for Northern Lights Water, and if you have empty bottles at home, please bring them back over there. They are running low on empty bottles. I went in there yesterday to get a refill, and they had two full bottles for pickup. They had their contract bottles that are sealed that go into the dispensers. They had tons of those. But for people that pick up the jar, the bottles with just the screw on top, they are running low on bottles. So please, if you have any empty water bottles, take them back over there because they really need them. And folks that
that's good to know
need to pick up bottled water, especially people that are you know, can't necessarily drink city water or don't have a Brita filter or have little kids. I mean, nothing wrong with city water. Nothing wrong with city water, but
I drink some city water.
Yeah, well, not all of us are on pipes. So I just wanted to mention that. Please, if you've got empty Northern Lights water bottles, take them over there, and they will be, I know, very, very happy. And as usual, you know, I've been using metaphors about this. We have 56 cases in the state. I've been using the defensible space metaphor. If you're in a cabin surrounded by trees in a wildfire-prone area, you make defensible space. Fairbanks and Anchorage, it appears, are now in community transmission, which means they don't know for a particular positive case, they don't know where that individual caught it.
Right.
That's what community transmission means. Fairbanks is in community transmission, Anchorage is. So it's, you know, if you think of this virus as a wildfire, anybody who's been firefighting before knows that if you're at the base of a hill and the fire is coming, you don't run up the hill to try to get away from the fire. Or if you're on the top of a hill, you get down because fire burns uphill. What you do is, the fire is coming, is you get into your fire shelter and let it burn over. And that's what, when community transmission starts, that's what we have to do. But right now, we can do that. Quarantining, distancing, staying home if you don't need to, go out. That is staying in your fire shelter so that when it gets here, hopefully it will quickly burn over. It'll burn over folks that are protecting themselves and protecting their families and protecting their elders and protecting their communities. And we can then get a handle on it. And, you know, your question about what'll be the all clear, I don't know how soon there would be an all clear, to be perfectly honest. If you listen to some of these scientists and doctors, they are very uncertain as to what the, you know, what the lifespan of this viral spread is going to be. And I would just encourage people, please listen for accurate information. Please don't say, oh, I heard a rumor. I've been guilty of that all my life. and I'm trying really hard to not be. Accurate information, true information from the source is essential. There have been rumors floating around town for the last couple of weeks, none of which appear to have been, based on anything. So, true information is really, it's a mental health thing. You know, if you hear something, oh, man, is that true? Is that true? At a time like this, it's really going to dig into you. And just one other point is, please, as we're looking out for each other, not only are we looking out for each other for social distancing and keeping each other safe that way, but please be aware of folks that already suffer from depression, have been, people who have got heavy weights on their minds. Please watch out for them. Communicate with them. They are our friends and relatives as well. Mm-hmm. And this, this situation continues to take a toll. And when, not if, but when we do start to get cases out here, it's gonna take an even greater toll. So please think about that. This is a physical health issue, but in a lot of cases, it's going to be a mental health issue for folks too.
Absolutely.
And please keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Just keep our first responders, keep the doctors and nurses and everybody working at all the hospitals in this state, in your prayers. Keep the bargemen in your prayers because we need to get that fuel this fall, and we need to get those liners coming in with supplies in the summer, and we need to have those freight planes coming in. There's a lot of people who are working very, very hard all around the country and literally all around the world to make sure that, people are getting what they need in the way of, food particularly.
Mm-hmm.
They're working hard. Some of them are taking risks, every day by going to work. So keep them in your thoughts. Keep them in your prayers because they are certainly keeping us in theirs.
Yeah.
So, thanks a lot, Diane.
Thank you very much, Mark. I really appreciate those comments. Really helpful to think of this in a holistic way, not just the way we have to be physically distant, but also I think of it as physical distance, socially connected. So you keep yourselves connected while keeping a little bit of distance between you.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. All right. Next, we're going to go to Christina from Donlin Gold. And Christina, we had a question, and I hope you're calling maybe to answer that question. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate you, your continued show, and then also especially in this time when it's really important to share accurate and timely information. So it's great to talk with you. Thank you. I am calling to just address generally some questions about our processes and procedures. And first and foremost, this is a serious situation, and we always take, great focus and great care in the excellent care of our personnel and stakeholders. And we understand that being in region, our stakeholders are not just our employees, but the communities and where our employees come from. And so, during this dynamic time with COVID-19, it's important to note that we are strictly adhering to all local, state, and federal mandates. We're keeping apprised of all of the updates on communities and their travel advisories and their mandates. And at this point, it's from many weeks ago, we initiated pretty strict and immediate procedures and implemented policies around keeping stakeholders and employees safe and healthy. So first and foremost, no personnel from outside of the region are allowed to travel. We've used Antioch and Bethel as a hub to get people out to the campsite, but no personnel from Anchorage or outside the region are allowed to travel through Antioch or Bethel. So it's direct transport to the project site. Any personnel coming from out of state, and as of right now, there are no personnel that have been coming out of state, must observe the 14-day quarantine in Anchorage before going to camp. All personnel, from weeks ago, received pre-screening tests. So that includes any symptoms, taking temperature, And then while at camp, everybody received ongoing screening every 2 or 3 days just to monitor symptoms and monitor people's health. And part of that, as your caller stated before, mental health and making sure that folks are keeping, you know, people have mandatory rest and work days out there, but really being conscientious about, you know, we're always focused on good nutrition and health and rest and all of those things, even now more than ever, are important for us to all take care of ourselves. So we have an on-site medic. We're working with Beacon and Fairweather to provide screening and care. And this includes making sure that we know folks coming in to work, you know, how their health is while they're there. And you were going to ask me a question, Diane.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I just want to be clear about the travel. So you're saying that people are not traveling in from Anchorage or Lower 48, but they're being transported by Donlan into the area. Is that right?
So, no, there is
okay,
no...
Okay, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Yes,
go ahead.
There's no travel allowed through Aniak or Bethel from Anchorage or anywhere outside of the region. So if anybody is going to work at our project site, they're going directly there.
How?
We have charter flights.
So Donlan charters employees to be brought into Donlan?
Correct.
Okay, so they are coming in, but just not via Aniak or Bethel.
So that's correct. So they do not make any in-region travel other than to the project site. And anyone...
Okay.
And so, you know, the reality is our workforce transitioned out and has been in place. So, you know, there's not been a lot of travel back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, my understanding is the governor will be holding a conference call around 1 to talk about additional... to talk about travel in Alaska. And so we mm-hmm. are staying on top of all of the regulations and the restrictions and adhering to all of those. And so this, as with everyone, is an ongoing and dynamic situation, but we are, you know, working every single day on making sure that we are keeping people safe and healthy, and we take this very seriously.
I can tell. And you guys, I'm sure you're following like all the different protocols for disinfecting. And what about social distancing, though? How do you do that at the camp?
So the social distancing, great question. We're able to do that because we have, you know, good facilities on site. People have, you know, individual places where they sleep, so they can sleep in different places. Doing meal shifts by bringing in smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely very frequent sanitization, you know, throughout the day multiple times. Our, you know, washroom facilities, they have the ability to keep people at a distance. So we're practicing those throughout the work site as well. And then, of course, our offices in Anchorage, people are working remotely. Our folks in Bethel are working remotely. So throughout the company, it's an adherence that we're following.
Okay. And the last thing is, if someone lives in the village, how are they getting to and from the mine?
So right now, it's direct transport to the project site, but as I mentioned, we're in the middle of a shift, and so we won't have a rotation for a little while, and so it will really depend on what's going on with any travel, you know, throughout the state. So right now, folks go directly to the project site from their communities.
From their community. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I gotcha. So they,
yeah.
So, if it's, how many people are working up there?
We have about 45 people working right now.
Oh, okay. And so that's kind of an easy number to monitor and keep track of.
Sure.
Seems like in terms of this. Okay, so I imagine, you know, it's really great that you have called in, and thank you so much for that.
I did want to say,
yeah.
Sorry, one last thing.
Sure.
As we plan for our employees to rotate back to the communities, you know, what the plans are in place right now, those could change and evolve. There could be additional restrictions and additional limitations and changes in all of this, and we're planning every day for that. But right now, the plan is when our folks do rotate back to their communities, that they would adhere to a 14-day in-home quarantine practice. And that's in line with state policies and federal policies. It's also in line with what the communities have requested as well. Our community relations team has reached out to every tribe, every village. We have reached out to all the nonprofits in the area to see how we can help and partner in this time. We are looking for ways to support communities. We're looking at, you know, working on food bank projects or other things that we can do to support the communities in this time, PPEs, you know, can we support a mask sewing circle in the region? So there are things that we are, you know, we want to be a good neighbor and we want to partner with communities. And, you know, our Facebook page, our website has contact information. And so we truly are trying to be a part of the solution and the ongoing, addressing ongoing needs that this will no doubt present.
Okay, so we're going to go to a break in a second. I just want to summarize and to make sure it's real clear that, let's say you're someone in the village, you're working for Donlin, you will be transported by charter to Donlin, but there will be people from the lower 48 that might have also been chartered in. And so the practice at Donlin Gold is very clear that everyone needs to. And if the person goes back to the village, they're chartered back to the village, and then they're expected to do an in-home 14-day quarantine, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Do call in next week if there's more clarification that you think would be useful. We'd be happy to hear that. Thank you.
We'd be happy to. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. So there's that special hand-washing sound. The music is coming up. We're going to a short break. And I want to announce that at the governor's Facebook page, it says that the press conference is at 5 p.m. Originally, it was at 1 p.m., but it is at 5 p.m. now. All right. Thank you. See you on the other side.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Are you 60 years of age or older? Do you have diabetes or heart or lung disease? If so, consider avoiding large gatherings. The novel coronavirus appears to make people with these conditions very sick. Everyone should stay home when sick and wash their hands often. Stay up to date by visiting ykhc.org/COVID-19. That's ykhc.org/COVID-19. If you have symptoms like a cough, fever, or shortness of breath and think you have the virus, do not go to your village clinic and do not go to the emergency room. Instead, call your village clinic, or in Bethel, call 543-6949. This message brought to you by YKHC and KYUK.
Testing for COVID-19 is becoming more readily available across the state. Only those who have been referred by their doctor are eligible to be tested. The test is not a treatment nor a cure. If you feel sick, have been traveling, or believe you have been in contact with someone exposed to the coronavirus, please stay home and contact your medical provider before going in. Again, only those who have been referred by their doctor are eligible to be tested. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're heading into our final half hour of Talk Line today, March 27th. Just a reminder that the governor will be giving a press conference at 5 o'clock, not 1 p.m., 5 o'clock, and you should be able to, I'll bet that'll be on TV or on the radio, one or the other. So anyway, we have a caller from Chivac. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the show, Chivac.
Yes. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Yes. On the bright side, a very good morning to all the beautiful people of the YK Delta. And this is coming from Chivac.
Awesome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. It's always nice to get our greeting from Chivac. Really appreciate that. Our lines are open right now, and you can call us at 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also dial 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I really appreciate the callers today, many people calling in and just talking about how they're handling the quarantines, the self-quarantine, what kind of mental attitude people want to try to have during a time like this. And also a reminder that, you know, if you're somebody who has struggled with depression or other kinds of anxiety in the past, it's often common during a time like this that you might feel a little bit of that. Or if you experience that now, you might feel it a little harder. So be very kind to yourself and take care of yourself and reach out and call people in your life, stay connected, and that will be very helpful. I'm going to go to Robert from Bethel. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am. I'm kind of confused here. What I've been hearing for a few days now about if you feel sick, stay home. Stay home and hope and pray you get better, I guess.
Well, no, they do.
Where I'm having the problem is if you feel sick, you know that I always was born and raised when you feel sick, go to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're telling me if I'm sick, stay home and do what? Hope I get better or do I just don't know what to do if I get sick? Stay home and pray or what? You know, I don't know. That's what I thought hospitals are for. When you get sick, you gotta go hospital.
Well, there is something you can do. You need to call the hospital and let them know you're sick, and they'll tell you the procedure for you to come. That what they're concerned about is if everyone rushes to the hospital, it's easier to spread. If you have the virus, it's easier to spread it among other people. So they're just making sure that they take people one by one. So they aren't saying stay home and just hope that you feel better. Stay home, call your provider, and they will walk you through the steps to get the medical help that you need. So it's not that you're just left at home, okay? I want to reassure you of that, reassure everyone of that, that there are, it's just following a step of making a call first.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now I understand, but I was confused because it says, everybody says, if you're sick, stay home.
I know.
And I don't know what to do, and, you know, if people just stay home and be sick and hope they get better.
I know. It does sound like the opposite.
Now I know I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm glad you called. All right. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, so it does sound kind of funny. If you're sick, stay home. That's not what we've usually heard. But this is just, if you're sick, stay home and make a call to your provider. And you will be walked through the steps to get your care. So you are not being left to just hang out at home while you're not feeling well. All right, I'm going to go to Kathy from Bethel. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. I want to talk about something besides coronavirus.
Go.
This is good news.
Yes.
This is the census time
I know. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard very many advertisements on TV or the radio, so let people know what they can do as soon as they have, anytime they're around a computer or have the internet, even on their phone, mm-hmm. they have the internet, they can take about 10 minutes and go online. The website is 2020census.gov. And there are 10 questions mm-hmm. that just ask you some basic information about where you live and who the people are that live with you, et cetera. There are a couple of questions, though, that people in our area really need to pay very close attention to. Number 5 asks about the people that live in your household. And here's the deal. If you live in a household that has people that are both Alaska Native and non-Native, it's very, very important to list the Alaska Native person first as person number 1. Because what happens then is that the whole household then is categorized as an Alaska Native household.
Oh.
If the non-Native's name is first, then it's a non-Native household. Mm. And for the, you know, one of the ways that the census information is used down for the next 10 years is to determine what level of federal funding we might need for various things that funds come to us. It's estimated that each individual, each Alaska Native individual, it might be different if it's non-Native, each Alaska Native individual can generate as much as $3,500 per year.
Wow.
For our region. And so it's quite important to get question number 5 right. Put your Alaska Native person first. And then I think it's number 9 asks anyone who is Alaska Native or American Indian what tribe they belong to. And I don't know the answer to that, but people should think about that before they get online and figure out what their answer is.
Because wouldn't it be a good question whether you list your village or Yupik, let's say? Do you say you're a member of the Yupik tribe or the Akiak tribe?
There's an ethnicity question,
mm-hmm.
which might be where you put Yupik.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure about that because okay. I didn't really pay attention to it as I went through. My answer was pretty clear.
Yeah.
But then it does specifically ask for your tribe. So one place where people could get more information about this is the Alaska Federation of Natives website.
Mm,
that's where I went this morning to clarify before I called. And I just went searched census, 2020 census, and then I got some of their answers. And that's where I found out about the importance of that tribal question.
Mm.
But so anybody can do it. It takes less than 10 minutes or about 10 minutes. And only one person in the household has to do it for the whole household.
Oh, so, nice.
You know, everybody just decide who's going to answer for us and make sure they do it right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can have, if we don't have a good participation in our region, then we will feel the pain of that for the next 10 years until the next census.
Meaning we could lose funding.
Absolutely.
Because we don't show
going back.
We don't show the numbers.
Go, wait a minute, we didn't understand or anything like that. Now, there will be at some point supposedly some house-to-house census gathering, but that has been put on hold for who knows how long, because, we don't need to be knocking on people's doors and answering the door to strangers at this point in the pandemic. So I would encourage everybody just to go ahead and go online and get it done.
Okay.
So far, only 11% of Alaskans have completed their census. We're way behind.
Oh,
other
no.
States.
Yeah.
Way behind.
Yeah.
So we need to get on this. And I think the reason why people haven't done it is because it hasn't been advertised and they've been waiting for somebody to come knocking on their door.
Yes, because that was the advertisement, to welcome the census taker when he or she shows up. And now they're not going to show up. So you're going to have to.
I was trained as a census taker, and I no more got trained. They said, wow, great, you're trained, but there's no work for you now.
Right. Well, your work now is to call TalkLine and remind people and share with us how it's done.
I want to find out that everybody in Bethel's already done it and I don't have a job. It would be okay.
I did the census. It only takes less than 10 minutes. I mean, it's just very quick, and you're just ticking off boxes. You don't have to have lots of paperwork
difficult.
With you. You don't have to go into detail. It's just
to get the wallet out and find the card.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just really basic information. So those two important questions, number five, the head of the household is always Alaska Native, if there's someone Alaska Native in your house.
Yeah.
And then number nine,
your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathy, that's very helpful. Thank you very much for that.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me just say one more time, 2020census.gov.
Yeah, yeah. 2020census.gov.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, very helpful. All right. Okay, we're going to go to Michelle from Bethel. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning, Diane. Thank you. And I'm going to turn the subject back to COVID for a minute. I know Kathy gave us a little break from that subject. I wanted to share with all the listeners today that Bethel Community Services Foundation, which is where I work, we are announcing the opening of the YK Delta COVID-19 Response Fund. And this fund will go to support nonprofits and community service providers who are on the front lines assisting individuals in our region who are facing COVID-related hardships, such as imminent eviction or utility shutoffs or homelessness, food insecurity, supporting our emergency shelters and everything they're trying to accomplish in the face of this pandemic.
Wow.
And other needs. And if folks are interested in contributing to that, we have that live now on our website at bcsfoundation.org. It's the first thing you'll see on the banner. And our organization is matching the first $5,000 in individual contributions. So for folks who we've received some phone calls, and we know folks want to do things and give and support organizations in some way, and certainly we encourage people to give to organizations directly who are struggling to meet the needs, and we also have set up this fund as an additional resource to accept donations.
Okay, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing our part to help respond to this as in the ways that we are able, and that leads me to want to add that we're also partnering with YKHC to be a distribution point for mask-making materials. And so if folks want to volunteer to sew masks, they have provided some medical-grade materials that can be sewn and the instructions to do so. The volunteer would need to supply the thread, and those pickups can happen at our office between 10 and 4, and drop-offs happen here as well with the completed products.
Okay, so how would somebody get in touch with you and say, oh, I'm ready to sew?
They can give us a call at 543-1812 to ask any questions or, talk about when, how pickup will work and so on and so forth. We created a system today and had the materials dropped off this morning, and we're ready to go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's an amazing initiative, and I hope we can hear more about that in the future. Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
All right, thank you, Diane.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to a caller from St. Michael, Tina. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Good morning. I wanted to express social distancing and hand washing.
Okay.
We're listening via app cell phone. We're in the Norton Sound area, and especially for incoming travelers to the village, quarantine is important. So if you're coming into the villages, you should quarantine 14 days. Just take it seriously.
Yeah.
And
Tina, do you have recommendations for people who do need to do that quarantine, but they live with their family? And is that a little bit tricky?
I think that would be pretty hard. In the villages, we know that we have many families that have, like, two or three families living in a household. I don't know. Let's see.
Multi-generation.
I don't know how we would do that. Would we set apart a room in the house and then keep the door closed and...
Oh, that would be so strange to do that, I know. Well, that's something I've been wondering about. I want to learn more about that. How do you self-quarantine with your family?
That is a hard question. There, in some villages, like maybe St. Michael, some houses may have a conex or a shed or something like that. Maybe the family could set it up to where it can house one person for a week.
Right. Yeah. You know, but if they're on the self-quarantine, I think if they follow all of the basics, all the hand washing, the disinfecting, to stay maybe in a different part of the house, if they practice that as much as they can, that is very helpful right there. That will make a difference.
Yes, we cannot stress it enough with that, the seriousness of it coming to the little villages.
Yes,
absolutely. All over Western Alaska.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tina, so much for calling us. I'm glad you called.
We'd like to say good morning to friends and family in western part of Alaska from Frankie and Tina Myomik at St. Michael.
Cool.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. All the way from St. Michael. Okay, so for round two of Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome back.
Oh, good morning again. Would like to say a good shout out to my uncle. I heard him call. And loving to meet you guys. I wish I could just hang out with you guys again. I just love how some people call, and you've noticed lately you haven't seen them in a while. So it's good to hear people calling, some people that we haven't heard from in a long time. And we also just have some kind of extended talk show for people to talk to each other, like birthday calling. If KYA could do something like that, then, you know.
Yeah.
Other people like to hear people chat. You know, there's listeners out there. And for that virus thing going on, something to do safely is if you're going to go out, grab a face mask, something to breathe into. You know, help shorten it. And everyone be safe. Wash your hands. Keep clean. And life will go on. So everyone enjoy your Friday. And it's just short and sweet. Farewell to all. See you guys around sometime.
Okay. Wow, thank
enjoy
you, Sunny.
Enjoy your Friday.
All right,
Saturday,
you too.
Sunday, all the way to Monday, and back to Friday again.
All right, all the time.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, I got some information. If you're quarantining at home and you're with your family, they do suggest that if you have a mask that you wear it, stay in a different part of the house if you can, continue all of the hygiene process of hand washing among all family members, no visitors to the house. Household members can try to stay in a separate room as much as possible. And make sure that people let them have their own dish to eat off of, like keep separate household items from that person if they're doing their quarantine. So those are some things that you can do in your home to manage. And we're going to go to Willie from Quinnahawk. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, I think, pretty well covered the bug flu. And so I'm going to...
The what?
On the bug flu you got going with this bad. And just take a walk outside. Nobody's going to breathe on you. So anyway, I'm going to move over to the legislature.
Okay.
All right. Here's what transpired down there. Last year, they moved $4 billion out of the ERA, which is the Earned Reserve Account. That's the money that is put aside, 50% for the legislature, 50% for us. Last year, they took $4 billion out of our 50% and put it into a different account. There's three different accounts. I won't confuse you with them all. I'll get to what they did. This year, they took another $4 billion out, and so they broke our portion of the payout for the PFD. There's no money left in that account to pay back all the stolen PFD monies. There's no money going forward to pay another PFD. And they're telling you they're saving this. The problem is when they move it from one account to another account, they can have access to that, and it's being funneled right back into the government. The government this year, our state government, has it's sitting in the Senate right now. They're trying to finish off all the paperwork, but it's over $12 billion for state spending, plus another billion for capital construction. So there's $13 bucks, and they're telling us they can't pay a PFD. You don't deserve your portion that's in statute. We have nothing but thieves working that legislature, and we need to stand together. We need to vote them out.
Okay, we have just a couple more minutes left of the show. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I'll be done way before then. The long and the short of it is you can't trust what we have representing us. What's transpired, and I'm sure CVAC guy out there could probably testify, the village stores are run by the village for-profit corporations in just about every village. Mm-hmm. They count on that cash influx, once a year cash influx, to purchase fuel that they have to pay in advance for to get their fuel to fill their tanks.
Okay, I only have about 2 minutes, and I have to read an email. So
I got it, Diane.
Thank you.
The long and the short of it is, this is destroying the economies by taking the PFDs.
Okay. So I'm going to have to move on because I've got to take care of some things before the show ends. So thank you very much for your call. All right.
Vote them out.
Okay. All right. So a quick email about visiting and quarantine. Hi. Oh, this is anonymous. This person would like to. Okay. Here's the email. Express the importance of friends of significant others to stay away and respect that they can call or video chat. No getting together for fun. It is serious. And when that person leaves, it causes strife to the families and causes arguments about the quarantine definition. Thank you. This is another email. In response to concerns about Donlin Gold employees continuing to work, there may be a little hint why. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have time to read the whole email. And when it's a long email, it can get a little bit confusing. So when you send emails, it's a really good idea to try to send them in a shorter email. And if you need to say a lot, it's better to call. And you can be anonymous, and then you have more time to share. So I'm going to go to – oh, I don't – is there a caller? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought she said there was – that there was a caller. I want to announce that there's going to be no food bank tomorrow. Okay, no food bank at the Lions Club. It's canceled. And I also noticed that at AC, they have now put down tape so that when you're waiting in line at AC, you can be 6 feet away from the person ahead of you in the line when you're checking out. So thank you to AC for helping set up some structure so that when we're in a public place, it's easier to be reminded that you have to stay 6 feet. But that includes if you're wandering around anywhere in AC, is just try to stay away from people. They're also asking that one family member at a time come in to shop, and that you limit your shopping to one shopping trip each day if you can. So if you go to AC, you'll notice that there's fewer people. They're instituting a structure to help us do 6 feet of distance from each other. And they also have times that is for elder shopping, but I don't have that in front of me, so I'm not going to be able to announce that. All right, so I have a long email, but I'm not going to have time to read it. I'll save it for next week, and I appreciate that person who emailed. I'm very sorry I'm not going to have time to read it. So, everyone, I think it's really good to remember we're all in it together. Please reach out to people in your life, video chat, send text messages, make phone calls, keep all the lines of connection. Technology is really great now. We can do this and keep connection. You can go outside if you're not around people and get fresh air, go on walks. So there's a lot to keep us all aware and healthy. And also, really, if somebody's on a 14-day quarantine, please respect that they can't have visitors and make that easier for them by not showing up and or saying, oh, let me just drop by real quick. Try to respect the 14-day quarantines that people have. All right, that's the end of our show. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from people next Friday. And have a great weekend.